It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Lanville, I'm audibling. Don't be mad.
Well, we do that all the time.
I know.
Call me Peyton Manning.
Kalen Kaler.
Getting caught in the rain.
Lanville, let's see if we can book Kalen. She's a senior NFL reporter for ESPN, covers the whole league, does really good, in-depth, interesting stories. And I think we know in Dallas, Jerry Jones has become a master of
deception.
I would say maximizing profits, right, among many things.
Oh, he does that.
And at the Cowboys practice facility in Frisco, also known as the Star, they're giving tours all the time, okay. Right? And this article opens, I'm just going to read here for a moment. A tour guide presents a wall display of the Dallas Cowboys' proudest achievements to a group of 20-plus people crowded in front of them, many wearing a mix of Cowboys jerseys. At the other end of the hallway, less than a football field away, are the Cowboys' position meeting rooms. A player opens a door and walks out. Before we get started, we have a few ground rules, the tour guide says. If a player or coach walks by, don't yell, don't talk to them, don't take pictures of any people. If they come up to you, that's fine. It's a work day here at the Dallas Cowboys. This is 10 a.m. on the Friday before the Cowboys played the Lions. All right? The article goes on to explain that there's just so much stuff happening that perhaps the football organization isn't entirely locked in on the purpose of winning football games. Mm-hmm. And while I love reading about the demise of the Dallas Cowboys, what I find particularly interesting are a pair of quotes. These quotes, Brian, would be from a pair, Dante Fowler Jr., who had a pick six last week, previously in Dallas, said of the difference between Dallas and Washington, "You got real facilities here. You might not see tourists coming around, but it keeps the main thing the main thing." Dorrance Armstrong, who signed in Washington this offseason after playing 6 years with Dallas, "I'm smiling. When I walk in the building here, I just have work." How about that? How about the difference in that?
I think they are actually talking about having to deal with extra stuff to promote things for Jerry.
Totally.
They don't get paid for, okay?
And just having random people walk around.
I'm straight up honest with you. The facilities are far better. And when you go over here, you don't even see many of the workers over in that building. It's football and football only. And you can understand what they're saying because there are people who have left the game that loves that thing. But when you're there to play ball, and you walk out your meeting room to run to the bathroom, you don't want nobody. You know, you're going to speak to people. You try to be nice because you know it's a tour. You know Jerry does it. You're not going to just poop on the people.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to run to the bathroom. Dude, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Can I take a picture? And, you know, they say don't approach the people, but they want the players to approach them and do stuff to make sure that they can always have that little thing going. Because you know what? The next group that come going to pay more.
Bro, we said this throughout the offseason training camp preseason that under the previous regime, there would have been billboards on Route 50, on 95 South, on the Beltway with Jaden Daniels. Picture saying buy your tickets now, this joint's selling out. Like they would have marketed the hell out of Jaden Daniels before he ever threw a snap, right?
Oh, totally.
These guys didn't do that. They don't operate in that manner. I'd argue
they kind of kept
Jaden pretty buttoned up. Like, there was no Jaden media blitz. You know what I mean?
They know exactly what the hell they're doing.
I don't think when Fowler says the facilities, I don't think they're necessarily talking about, like, the size of the locker room and stuff. Because what Dallas has.
Now, what he's saying is this is a facility for football. This is not a facility for you to go marketing your damn team 24/7. You know, some guys like that stuff. Some guys, they don't like it. They don't like dealing with all the other people all the time. Be real.
Dude, they don't like, not everybody, but some folks are annoyed by the media being around. And there's at least a job function
but
to
they
that.
Understand the media, that's part of their promotion.
Right.
So they'll deal with that.
But just having tours walking through. I mean, if you think about what has happened out here, they moved the entire business facility, basically. They're now in College Park.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this yesterday. Just think about the difference in Jamin Davis getting cut and the team breaking that news compared to how that would have gone down over the previous.
They would have leaked it to somebody that they know.
Oh, dude. I mean, a million people would have leaked it. But when you have less people in that building, there's less ways for news to get out.
Wow.
And the business people can focus on business and don't have to worry about bumping into a coach in the men's room or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, they are doing things smart. And to compare it to what Dallas is doing, just it really stands out because Dallas is absolutely best in class in the physical build-out, structure, equipment, all of that. They're undeniably best in class.
Wow.
But you can ask the question, is the focus on winning all the time?
No, the focus is on making money. And that's the part of the winning. Like, they may not have said what Bruce Allen said, but they damn sure believe
winning off the field.
Because when I went there, that was 2 years ago, and the Super Bowl was in Arizona, and I flew through Dallas because I had to speak at a sales conference or whatever for a data bank. And when I went in there, because one of my buddies is the strength coach for Dallas, I went in there to just say what's up to him, and I happened to see my former teammate, Cedric Smith, who's an assistant who played here. It was people walking all over that damn building. I was like, damn, man, because I knew, you know, Dallas wasn't at work. It was Super Bowl time, so they were all going wherever they going. But the building was full, and it wasn't workers. It was people just going on tours. And it has to be like that all the time. That got to be annoying.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be so annoying. You imagine you're grinding, you're playing through.
That would run you pure crazy.
You're playing through a separated shoulder, and you get out of your linebacker meeting, and you got a special teams meeting, and you're just trying to grab some food in between in the hallway, and you got to deal with Bill from Brunswick standing there with his pen out. Because I'm sure
Bill from Brunswick.
I'm sure they're not supposed to, right? But that doesn't mean they don't. A lot of people are not supposed to do a lot of things on this planet, and they do.
What we learned, Jay, ask for forgiveness, not permission, and it's always a lot easier.
For sure. For sure.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.